Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and it's the 16th anniversary of Eva Rosenberg's joining me on the show. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, and this is her 16th anniversary. Eva Rosenberg, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you so much. And this has been a great show. People have gotten so much information out of it to help their businesses.
Well, we appreciate the contribution you've made to us over the years and your steadfast support of me and the work that I do and all the great things you do for so many small businesses. On behalf of all of us folks out here who benefited from you, Eva, we thank you.
Oh, well, it's been mutual. We've all gotten stuff out of it. And the audience, your audience gets so much. And we're going to help them a little bit more today, aren't we?
Yeah, we got some more stuff to tell. She is the tax mama, folks. She's one of our top tax experts in the world, probably in the galaxy. And she is the tax mama, taxmama.com. Check her website out. So have you had clients who try to get you to break the law?
All the time.
Really?
And you know what? I'm hearing more and more about it from other professionals as these people's tax pros get caught up by the IRS for committing fraud,
mm-hmm.
they're going to.
I know some of their names. I know people. So I know CPAs who've gone to jail for stuff like that.
Yeah, CPAs. A lot of them, though, are not CPAs. They're not enrolled agents. They're not attorneys. In 47 states, there is no licensing or testing requirement. So anybody can open up shop, get some software, and do your tax return with
mm-hmm.
no background.
Wow.
And some of them do thousands of these returns, kind of like a mill, where they make up deductions. They make up numbers to give people high credits and high refunds that they're not entitled to get.
Hmm.
And so these people are accustomed to getting these big refunds, so they come to one of us who are legit, and they find out that they may owe a couple of $100s or their refund is only a couple of $100s. They want you to do what the other guy did.
And this is when you say, why don't you go back to that guy?
Exactly.
You guys can share a prison cell.
Exactly. And some of these people have fairly complex tax returns. And, you know, for instance, in California, when you have an LLC, if your gross income is higher than $250,000, we have an LLC gross income tax. So one long-term client of a friend of mine said, well, I didn't know that. Can you reduce my gross income? Sure, we'll make it up.
Problem. What number would you like?
pick one. So
says that to you? Do you tell them to hit the road, or do you just educate them?
I tell them they got a choice. Either we're going to do an honest tax return, or go find somebody else. And so we've kicked out a lot of clients. I had one guy come to me dripping in gold that was, probably worth $50,000. Hmm. And he walked in, I don't know where he heard about me, but he walked into my, penthouse office one day, and he tried to convince me that to report $20,000 in income.
Hmm.
And, we're chatting, wow. and I'm tracking the new Mercedes he's talking about. He's describing his home in Bel Air. And I said, okay, now, based on all of this, your living expenses are somewhere around $120,000. Please explain how you're living on 20.
Mm-hmm.
He got very unhappy.
Wow.
So he left.
Well, I've tried to buy a business before, and the person I was the owner of the business. This is a long, long time ago. The owner of the business couldn't give me financial statements, but she did want to show me all the rings that she had bought out of the business. And the car that she owned out of the business and other things that she was benefiting from out of the business. And she wanted me to be impressed with that as an example of the performance of the business.
Well, okay, you bring up a very good point. And let's tell people this. if you are buying a business that looks interesting to you and it's something that you're professionally trained to do, don't buy the business. Buy the phone number, buy the client list, buy the inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Don't buy the business. The business probably has sales tax problems. They may have employment tax problems because they're paying people cash or they're paying people as, excuse me, sorry, as independent contractors when they should be employees and stuff. They may have other tax issues for under-reporting. Never buy
run
a business. Run a, get a new ID number.
Or just run away from it unless it's really compelling. But you're right. I mean, you can buy the name. You can buy. Do not buy the corporation is what you're saying.
No. Don't buy the corporation.
Don't
buy the ID number.
By the assets. By the phone number, by the get the lease signed over to you or whatever, but do not buy the corporation because all the contingent liabilities that could be out there to that entity, that corporation, you would then acquire.
Absolutely. And if you're buying the client list and there are other competitive businesses, only pay a deposit no more than half the value of the client list, and then pay over the next couple of years based on who actually comes to you instead of leaving when, you know, their relationship with the old owner is severed.
Right, exactly. TaxMama.com, right?
TaxMama.com.
What are they going to find when they get there right now?
They're going to find that they can log in and click on Ask a Question and get answers to their tax questions.
All right. So go there, folks, TaxMama.com. Find out a lot about her. She's got regular tax tips that she sends out. And when we come back, she says we need to check our own Social Security account. We're going to get her to explain how that works after these messages. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.